Welcome to the Arts and Antique Radio Show, where your host, nationally recognized certified appraiser Elizabeth Stewart, Santa Barbara's treasure sleuth, will help you put a value on the treasures in your own home.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
So let's find out. How valuable is
it? Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart. I have my favorite, absolute favorite drama department outside of my old drama department, Deerfield High. In the 80s, I have Santa Barbara High School drama department partly here because I wanted to talk to the cast about their up-and-coming production of Rocky Horror Picture Show. How fun. And some of the details, we've had Santa Barbara High School drama folks on for a while with various productions. And gosh, we had people on with The Crucible and Carrie and a couple of other things that actually the previous drama teacher had mounted on you guys as well. And so I have with us to talk a little bit about the old days. And they're not going through it. They are the young performers of today. And I would like to say that I've been so impressed. I was at Carrie and I was at The Crucible. The Crucible was fantastic, I thought, in specific because the stage sets and the lighting was fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And so we want to talk a little bit about Rocky Horror. I'll introduce some of the folks that are with me today. First of all, Lena Serbo reached out to me and said, you know, she knew that I'd done some programs on the Santa Barbara High. Would I be interested? And I said, oh, of course. And she sent me these photos of the cast. Just gorgeous. So interesting. And the faces and how committed these young performers are. You know, these are high school kids, but they're beyond what I would expect. So Lena Serbo sent me photos and she said, would I be interested in covering the show? And absolutely. And so Lena's with us and she's the student marketing director and she's the house manager. And she writes me that she's become heavily involved with tech at Santa Barbara High School. And she paints backdrops, she designs posters, she builds set pieces, and she hangs out with the techies. She's been involved in theater all her high school years, as well as choir. And she's with the Visual Arts and Design Academy. And for her future, she wants to pursue a career in fine arts and continue her path of theater and language. And I want to talk a little bit about that, Lena, in a second. First of all, thank you so much for making this happen and bringing along Margo and Hattie. I have to say that I go back a long way in theater, and my background in high school was, of course, the dramatic arts, but I also danced, and I was also in ballet, and then I became semi-pro in ballet and went on in ballet. And I remember our house manager at the ballet theater, Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, where I was employed. And his name was Rue. And he named himself Rue because of the Shakespearean line, I rue the day. And because he's being a stage manager, he rued each day. So he named himself Rue because he had to do everything. Rue had to do everything. It was a delight to know. He was arrogant. He was sarcastic. He was highly technical, and he knew everything about every performance. And so the house manager, Rue, in my background, I'll never forget Rue, and all the house managers that I ever knew throughout many years were, not only did they have to know the performance, they had to know the performers, they had to know the scores, they had to know the lines, they had to know. As a matter of fact, at one Summerstock Theater, it was when I was at college, one summer stock theater. The house manager, the janitor didn't show up the night before. And so the house manager was out there putting toilet paper rolls on the, you know, the stocks in each of the stalls and cleaning up the cigarette butts from the night before. The house manager was on his hands and knees cleaning the bathrooms. And that's what a house manager does, jumps in and just does what needs to be done. And so Lena Serbo is the house manager, and a thankless task. But the theater could not work without a house manager. And also we have with us Margot Carmian. She plays Eddie, and she's a sophomore, and she's been involved in theater since her freshman year. She's a musician. She plays drums and guitar. I saw her as Judge Hawthorne in Crucible, which was a really interesting departure because the judge, you know, in Arthur Miller's play, I don't think Arthur would have ever thought of a female character, a female actor performing as Judge Hawthorne. But it really came out fantastically, I thought, Margot. And I thought it was a great touch.
Thank you so much.
And then Hattie Ugaretz is an usherette. She's a senior at Santa Barbara High School. She's been participating in theater at the high school since her freshman year. She's been involved in other school and community productions. She judged Danforth. Here again, it was a judge that was played by a female, which was really important, I thought. And Arthur should have seen it, Arthur Miller. And she was Judge Danforth in The Crucible. And she was Sue Schnell and Carrie. And she performed at The Wolves at Santa Barbara City College as well. So a seasoned performer. City College is pretty cool. And who did you perform with it in that production, Hattie?
My director was Sarah Rademacher, who is just absolutely incredible. She was really great to work with.
And were there any senior actors in the performance?
There were several actors from around the community. There were some from City College. There were a few from UCSB. And then there were also some that were like just community members out of school and stuff. So there was like a nice kind of range of ages and experience, which was really fun to be a part of.
I bet. There's a couple performers that have performed at City College that I think are fantastic. And I was just wondering if you know, your experience was as enriching as obviously it was. Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was really great. I'm grateful to have been a part of it.
So I have to ask the inevitable question, which is, Hattie, since you're a senior, what's coming next for you?
Well, in terms of the immediate next step, I'm actually helping student direct the final show that will be on the Santa Barbara High School stage this year, which is the musical Ride the Cyclone. And we will be having performances the first weekend of June. So definitely stay tuned for that. And hopefully we'll see you in the audience. There's a really incredible cast.
So tell me one more time so I get that on my calendar. Tell me one more time. What is it that you're doing?
We are doing a student-directed musical. It is myself and Kyle Fitton, who is another senior at the high school. We are directing, and there are a lot of other students helping produce the show, including Lena, who's helping with marketing once again. And performances for Ride the Cyclone will take place the 1st of June.
In June? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so the performances in June. And will that be at the high school?
Yes, that will be here at the high school.
Okay. So are you guys, do you consider, the three of you, do you consider each other friends?
The three of us?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Why I ask is because now you're going to laugh at me. So during COVID, the worst part of COVID, when, you know, we were really shut away from each other. There was a bunch of high school friends of mine that were all in the drama department. And we called ourselves M Haulers because we were in the music department hall. So we were called M Haulers. And we were not the athletic types. We were not the math types. We were definitely performing artists and musicians, and we were in choir and band, and we did all sorts of performances. There was a core group of us, about 20 of us, and we were about three, I think it was sophomore, junior, and seniors, all three, were in our little, our gang. And our gang, we kept in touch after college, through college. And every one of our 20 went on to careers in the arts, everyone. Either acting or performing or being part of a pickup band or in audio. One of our members is a major producer on National Public TV in Chicago. Another one went on to be Dean of Cal Arts. Another one is a independent theater manager and producer. Another one runs a repertory theater. I went on and went into the art world. And I, after I retired from dance at 33, I, like Lena, became a set designer. And so we all stayed in the arts. And we, during COVID, all got back together virtually. And we have not been apart since. We communicate consistently, our gang, the 20 of us. And it was one of our gang's birthday today, and we all joined in wishing her a happy birthday. And we all sent pictures of what we're up to, you know, in our lives, in the arts. And Joey Fox, who was a drummer and went on to drum for the Army Marching Band, really high level achiever, and then opened up his own audio business. Joey sent a picture of him and his new grandchild. So we are all grandparents, and we've been together as performers for I don't know how many years. Why I asked if you were friends is for that very reason, is that sometimes what you form, creating magic together on stage. And when I say magic, dear listener, there is a point, and any seasoned performer will tell you this, and so will the three of them. There's a point that goes like this. The show is a disaster. It'll never happen. It'll never come together. We've got like a day to pull this off. And we were in our last rehearsal. The costumes are terrible. They're not even finished. The set design is horrible. The marks, you know, the staging, the notes, everything is just horrible. The music's terrible. The lighting's bad. Everybody's sick. Nobody's here. And all of a sudden you get on stage and it's performance night and it works. That's the magic part. So Richard's giving us a sign. We have to go to quick break. But when we get back, I want Hattie, because she's the elder of you, I think. I think is Hattie the elder?
I think, Lena, how old are you?
I'm 17.
I'm also 17. So I think we're equivalent.
Okay. So we're going to have Lena and Hattie are going to tell us about the performance. It's a Rocky Horror Picture Show, and it's an opportunity to just let your hair down, really. And I want to know how that's happening on stage and what's going on. So the two senior performers are going to talk to us a little bit when we get back from the break. And I'd also like to hear from Margot about her experience and what's going on with her in the performance, what she's doing and how she's prepping for the role. Okay, Rich is giving us a sign. We have to go to quick break. Reintroducing Santa Barbara High School Drama Department. If you haven't been to one of their performances, you're missing out. The energy level and the professionalism is phenomenal. And we are celebrating Rocky Horror. I'm a big fan. Like I said, I've interviewed the staff, the crew, the performers for almost every show. And I'm so pleased to say that, you know, this is the opportunity to see the talent of the future. Richard, go to quick break. We get back from the break. Hattie and Lena are going to tell us a little bit about Rocky Horror Picture Show. Don't turn that dial back in a minute.
To the late night double feature picture show in the back row. To the late night double feature picture show.
The river was deep, but I swam it.
Janet.
The future is ours, so let's plan it.
Janet.
So please, don't tell me to can it.
Janet.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it, Janet. I love you.
Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. We're talking about Santa Barbara High School's performance of Rocky Horror. Rocky Horror is going to be performed. When is opening night? It's coming up like Friday, isn't it?
Yes, it is Friday at 7 p.m.
Yes, this Friday, April 14th at 7 p.m. is our opening night.
Okay, tell us the other times when people can see. Do you remember?
Yes, we also have a performance this Saturday, April 15th at 7 p.m. And then we have four shows next weekend. We have one Thursday, April, I think it's the 20th at 7 p.m. Friday, April 21st, we have two shows. We have one at 7 p.m. And then we also have a special late 10 p.m. show. So that should be very exciting. Yes. And then our closing night is Saturday, April 22nd at 7 p.m.
And the 10 o'clock show is on the Friday the 21st?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And is that limited to certain ages, obviously, anybody can come? Okay.
Anybody can come. We do give a little warning that the show may not be suitable for viewers under 12 years of age, just because there is more scandalous adult themes in there. But I do think all ages really enjoy the show. It's a super fun one, but it's definitely a little more out there than some of our other shows we've done here.
Now, Richard, Richard,
all ages are welcome.
Richard, are you on a mic?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is. Okay, that's Richard, our producer. I just want to, Richard and I are about the same age. Now, Richard, there's Lena, who's 17, telling us that we need to not bring our 12-year-olds because there's the elements in the performance of an adult nature, and she's 17. Isn't that remarkable?
It is. I was thinking the same thing because I've seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I was in a theater when I was in my late teens, early 20s. I only saw it once, and yet I know that there are people who will go to that performance over and over and over again because it's just so much fun. But it is of an adult nature, as they say.
But there was a 17-year-old cautioning you, Richard. So, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of odd that the 17-year-old's cautioning.
Oh, I know, but it's glorious. It really is. Okay. So, all right. So now we've had the dates and times. So it's this coming weekend and the following weekend with a very special performance on the 21st, which is what Richard was referring to, where everybody can dress up, and there's parts of the show where you get a lot of audience participation. And I think I was reading about this production that you're encouraging that, are you not?
Yeah, we are. We're also encouraging, like, totally come dress up. We're having a costume contest as well. So if you post a picture on Instagram and tag the theater at SBHS Theater, you are entered into a raffle to win some fun merch. So it's going to be a fun time. And we just really want to involve the audience in a way that makes it like this joyous celebration of coming back to the stage and theater in general that unfortunately the pandemic did put on pause. So I think it's really a homecoming and just an expression of self for everybody involved. That's going to be super fun.
Yeah, and even if you're not familiar with some of the audience interaction portions of the show, like maybe you've never seen the film before or a stage production of it before, there's some students in the audience who are leading kind of the elements of audience participation and the some of the things that you can be a part of. So everyone come and can feel included in that really cool aspect of the show, even if the show is totally new to them. So it's very cool.
Okay, so now, Margo, I want to hear from you. You portray Eddie.
Yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that role.
Eddie is a really fun character because he's a little bit of a bad boy, but sort of in the way of, like, he can't really do anything wrong. Like, he doesn't have enough power to do anything wrong, so you kind of just get to have fun with him. And I've been doing a lot of research in, like, the body movements, and I've been watching a lot of, like, videos of Prince on YouTube and his dance breaks. So we're kind of making him more of a rock star, which is really fun because I just get to rock out on stage.
So you're studying the way Prince moves. And what have you learned from that? I mean, you know, tell me, I'm always interested in that aspect of performance.
I've learned a lot about hips and moving your hips and also a lot of getting your whole body engaged. Like, even if it's not the main part of a move, pretty much everything's moving at all times. And just a lot of sass and confidence is pretty much the ticket.
That's incredible. Yeah, the sass and confidence for sure. Yeah, and it is interesting because if you start as a performer, so there's two ways to approach the dramatic arts. So you're either going to start from the standpoint of the soma, you know, the body, somatic, or you start from the intellectual. And I was at Tufts University my undergraduate year, and I was in the theater. There, I remember we had a master class by a famous director who came out. I was just a freshman, and master class by a famous director. And you guys will laugh at me, but his whole class, the entire hour and a half, was a master class about how to walk into a room. Just walking into a room, to command the room with just walking into a room. Nothing in the voice, nothing in the head, just walking into a room. And we had, in those days, you had black box stage or theater, and we were just walking into the black box theater, unobtrusive lighting, and he was coaching us on how to, just by your movements, get every eye in the restaurant, classroom, theater, every eye to look at you just with your walk. And so that was the approach, and it drummed into my head, you know, okay, this is the one approach to understanding a character, is the body part. And I just heard that from Margo, how interesting that is, that she's looking at, you know, the height of what a performer can do. Is Prince was the height of, you know, controlling and understanding his body and movements and pizzazz. How interesting that is to study, and how interesting it is that you would be aware of it, because, you know, we take it so for granted how people move and walk, right, Margo? It's like, why study that? Well, because it really tells a lot. It tells a lot. Mm-hmm. Just that movement, that presence. You must agree, I'm sure.
Yes, we definitely, our lovely movement director, Kira, has really gotten us into our bodies and like what it really means to move and dance and how that looks different for every person, different for her. And it's been really helpful, I think, for all of in getting settled into our characters and being able to play them fully and not just think
they're saying, just letting their body become that character.
Fantastic. And Hattie, what is your role? Usherette, what is your role?
Yeah, the gist of my character is that they are just somebody who introduces the show and is basically just as excited about it as everyone that's there actually watching.
Do you think that, a number of you have been both, I think all three of you are in the Crucible, right? Well, were all three of you in the Crucible? Yeah. So
yes.
I want to know I saw the Crucible, so what would I expect? It's relatively, there's similar cast members, but what can I expect to be different between the Crucible and the Rocky Horror Picture Show? I mean, that's sort of a dumb question because basically one is the Puritan America, one is the opposite of Puritan America. But anyway, let's go to quick break. When we get back from the break, I want to know what your impressions are. And what have you learned? I guess I'm interested to know, what have you learned in performance that you're hearing me talk about what I learned and what my core group of friends, 20 of us, what we've learned has carried us through 50 years. Can you believe? But we have learned something that each of us has carried through 50 years of life. And if you would have asked me when I was 17 what that was, I don't think I could have expressed it. But maybe could you guys have a try when we get back from the break? Okay, let's go to quick break. Reintroducing Hattie Ugarez, Margo Carmian, and Lena Zerbo, and they are members of the famous drama department of Santa Barbara High School. And they are doing Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I could not resist covering. And like I say, I've been thrilled to see a number of their productions and have been blown away with the quality and professionalism of these young people. And I can't say enough about them, how they recovered. I don't know if you remember, Richard, but we had them in the department. It was under the direction of the former coach, and it was during COVID, and you guys were all apart and all in masks, but you were still rehearsing, and it was a virtual play you were doing. And then I covered another play you were doing during COVID, and you were rehearsing outside to stay safe, and the commitment level was astounding. So I was hooked right then and there. So let's go to quick break. We get back to the break. A little bit more about Sweeney Todd, Santa Barbara High School's latest production, opening this weekend. If you're listening to
Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror, that's right. Sorry, Sweeney Todd's a lot like it in certain ways. I could keep on skipping in my brain. So it's Rocky Horror opening this coming weekend, and the following weekend also performances, four performances. So don't turn that dial back in a minute. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and we're talking with members of Santa Barbara High School Performance Drama Department and their performance of Rocky Horror Picture Show and how cool that is. And we were talking a little bit about how I've had this enduring love for student productions and how I've been impressed with whatever they've done under whose direction, it doesn't really matter. The young performers are so strong. And we're talking a little bit about the legacies. This is a hard one because you're young and you don't know what life will show you or what you're learning from theater now. But could you give a try? And let's start with Margot. And he's a sophomore, so he doesn't have a huge amount of background, but I see by his intelligence that I think he can offer something important on this topic. So go ahead, Marco. Tell me, what do you think you'll bring forward in your adult life from what you're learning now?
What I think I'm really learning, especially from this year, is how important human connection is. I think both of the shows that we've done have really shown that, even if they're so like total polar opposites, like the themes of the show were about human connection of many different ways, but also what I've learned outside the show with other people, like the community and the connection is like what's going to get us through and what, you know, gets me out of bed every day excited to see these people.
Beautifully put, because we were talking a little bit, I was making a joke that, you know, we went from the Crucible, which is 15th, 16th century Puritan America, to Rocky Horror, which is, you know, the height of non-Puritan anything. And so, you know, these two performances are very, very different. Hattie, could you tell me what have you, so contrasting those two performances, what do you think you've learned from those experiences?
Yeah, so a big part of the Crucible for a lot of the characters in that was all about kind of repressing the true emotions that they were feeling, because a lot of those emotions revolved around fear. And so the characters in that show, especially because it takes place in the more like conservative time period, it was all about kind of putting a wall up to that fear and dealing with the issue in like the most straightforward way that they could think of, like trying to minimize chaos and then actually creating more chaos in the process, which is kind of how the story of the Crucible progresses. Whereas in Rocky Horror, it's all about kind of this big over-the-top expression and freedom of emotion and like letting everything loose. And so I think that's almost like the biggest contrast between the two. And it's interesting, both from like a human perspective of thinking about how we deal with emotion, as well as from an acting perspective of kind of the different challenges and the different like excitements that those very different characters offer.
So the idea is that, you know, I also want to know, as you're expressing beautifully, Hattie, but what I also want to know is, you know, the variety of experiences that you've had, and you are a senior now, what do you think you'll carry with you? I mean, as far as what you've learned in performance?
Yeah, I think very similar to what Margo said, probably the biggest thing that I will carry with me is less from what I've actually done on the stage, but more what's happened kind of off stage with the really incredible community of people and the friends that I've made. Is like you were talking about earlier, kind of how right before the magic of like the opening night, there's so much chaos of trying to get everything to come together. And it's often really stressful and like you're dealing with a lot. And the only way to get through it is to really rely on your castmates and the crew members and everybody else who's helping make the show a reality. So I think the biggest thing that I'll carry with me is just that appreciation for those really like kind of close-knit communities, and also just an understanding of their importance.
You know, it's so interesting, Richard. So what Hattie's talking about, you know, this idea of that you learn to rely on, you know, other performers and also techies and everything else, because without, you know, trust, one of the first exercises that you do if you're studying theater arts, you know, you fall and somebody catches you. I don't know if they do that anymore, but that was something that we, you know, the trust issue that, you know, your idea is, well, you know, you're working with somebody, you're performing with someone, you've got to fall, that person will catch you. And ironically, the converse of that is when you're working with a performer and they are not doing what they rehearsed and they are throwing you for a loop, because all of a sudden you're like, whoa, who's this? Where'd they come from? And they're emphasizing different points in the line. The tempo is different. their pacing is different, their movements are different, and then you're like, what happened? And so you've got that on the other end, which is, I can't completely trust. I've got to be smart myself. Have you ever had that experience? Margo, have you had that experience, for example, of where you're performing with someone and they're not, they're somebody else?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think pretty much every performer has had this experience, and it is hard because it's, you know, you get frustrated because you can't control another person's actions. But I think like that aspect of performance really helps you like later in life when you learn kind of like diplomacy, like how to navigate, like, hey, we need to work this out. But that doesn't mean I think you're a horrible human or anything. Like, we just have to figure it out.
When that happened to me, I thought, this is a horrible human. It's like, you just screwed up my whole life. You know, Richard's giving us a sign we got to go to quick break. I think we've got Margo. Margo's telling us the collaboration she'll take forward. Patty's agreeing the collaborative spirit she'll take forward. Like to hear what Lane is going to take forward. And also, I want to hear from Lena. She wants to pursue a career in fine arts, and she wants also to study theater and language. And the language part intrigued me. So I want to know what that actually, when we get back from the quick break. Richard's
going to perfect.
Quick break. Yeah. Harbor High School, Rocky Horror, and the performance of opening night is this Friday. If you're listening to me Friday, it's tonight. There's shows this weekend. There's shows next weekend, a special show on the 21st of April, which is 10 o'clock at night, the traditional wild show with costumes and audience participation. And if you haven't seen the Rocky Horror before, this is the show to see. Don't turn that down. Back in a minute. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and I'm just enamored of Santa Barbara High School Drama Department. We've been speaking with them a number of times, and today I have with me Margo Carmian, and he plays Eddie in Rocky Horror, and Maddie Ugaretz, and she's a senior portraying the usherette, who's the narrator, and Lena Serbo is the student marketing director and house manager an overachiever. Probably, and we can say, because those two positions are so stressful. And she is interested in a career in fine arts because she's actually, you're senior now, right, Mark? Lena, you're a senior?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So you're interested in fine arts and continuing theater and language. And very quickly, language. What language?
So right now I've taken French these past couple years, mainly because part of my family lives there. And then it's also like, it was like Spanish or French. And I was like, so why not try French? And I think following that route of trying to become bilingual has really just opened my worldview in a way that nothing else will. Because when you learn another language, you suddenly have access to a whole nother set of people and cultures and a way of connecting that you can't do if you don't know how to speak to them. So from there, I do want to keep learning other language, especially Italian, which is where the other part of my family comes from. But yeah, so it's just
right.
How do I connect with people and continue that path?
I'd be interested to know. So my background, my parents are from Germany. So my background is I spoke German as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I still occasionally dream in German. And I wonder, do you ever dream in French?
We're not there yet. I would say I'm about like halfway. I can listen pretty well. I can read like 50-75%. But I do like think in French sometimes in the terms of like I'm constantly trying to translate to like better my vocabulary and kind of make it more second nature. But yeah. So I don't know if that answered your question completely.
Fascinating. I'm a native English speaker. The time will come. The time will come, and it'll be like, okay, that whole dream, it goes in and out. But yeah, if you know a language really well, that's when you know you really know it. Okay, we go to quick break. Get back from the break. I want to continue to talk with Lena about the career in fine arts, because that was my path. It was like, okay, performing arts, and then it went into fine arts. So that's sort of, that was my path, Lena. So I'd be interested to know what you're planning. Rich, let's go to quick break. And reintroducing Santa Barbara High School Drama Department, their production of Rocky Horror is this weekend and the following weekend, and it's not to be missed. And I'm just so excited to have three of the cast with us today. Don't turn that dial. Back in a minute.
By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite. I'm transsexual Transylvania.
Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. We're talking with three of the cast members of Rocky Horror, and that is a performance that is this Friday at Santa Barbara High. It's with the high school drama department, and you will never see a better production, I wager. I was talking with Lena Serbo, who is the student marketing director, who reached out to me and arranged this interview and was very, very professional the whole time and very mature.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, definitely. And you're also the house manager. She is a senior, and she's wanting to pursue a career in fine arts and continue her path to theater and language. What are your plans? I'm always interested to know, Lena, what are your plans? Fine arts in particular.
So arts has always been my passion, and like through that I've found like other fields within the creative umbrella. So what I really want to do is figure out a way to essentially combine my interests. So I really want to study art and then go into a job within the art field, and through theater that's been like, okay, well maybe that is marketing, or maybe that is set design or set decorating, because how do I like combine that fine arts background with real world application? And then so part of me also, that's like where language comes in, is like France is such a big cultural arts center of the world that I'd love to visit through the lens of somebody who does speak the language. So it's like, yeah, how do I combine theater and art and the voice and choir and kind of keep pursuing my passions while also making a job out of that? I think there is a lot of myths, but also like valid caution around artists and going into creative field. But I think like by combining my interests and honestly just like sticking to it and getting experience now, which is part of why I'm doing this tech job, I think I'll be able to do it. And yeah, so that's my hope, is to go to school and double major probably.
And have you got a school picked out?
Right now it's looking like UC Santa Cruz, but I'm not entirely sure yet.
That's fantastic. I got to say, you'll do it. You'll find your way. It's so interesting because, you know, I come from a totally different generation, but I remember my dad when I was in summer stock, I was dancing in summer stock, and he came to see the performance and he said, look, I've had enough. You'll never make a living in the creative world. And I think you should, if you are going to pursue something in the creative world, you should go into, at the time, TV, soap operas. And I said, Dad, have you ever heard of Shakespeare, you know, this sort of thing? It's just, no, I'm not going to go into soap operas. I really want to stay in the creative, like you said, umbrella. And it'll happen. It'll happen, Lena. You'll find a way. I know I was very interested in history, but I was also interested in theater. And I ended up being chair of verisimilitude, which is like if you've got an Ibsen play, somebody's got to say, this is Biermeyer furniture, this is the kind of art, this is 1830s, so it's going to look like this. And I did that for years because I combined, you know, history and decorative arts and fine art and scene painting and then a really core understanding of history. So you're going to do it.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
It'll be unique, but unique is where it's at. And you're going to do it. And I thank all of you. Margot performs as Eddie in Rocky Horror. Lena is student marketing director and house manager. Hattie Ugaretz is a charrette and a quite an experienced performer and very, very well spoken. I must say, Hattie, very well spoken and adaptable. And I can just make that out in all how you've been handling yourself this whole interview. And I thank all three of you, and I can't wait to see it. I'm going to try to see that on the 21st for the 10 o'clock p.m. performance, because I want to see what you guys do with that. Thank you so much. And hey, Mayna, thank you for making this possible, by the way.
Of course. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, the community appreciates you, whether or not you see it or not. The community appreciates you.
Oh, thank you.
Bye, guys.